Okay, Chevra, we have to learn Yerideya Siman Kuf Tzadiv Vav Se'if Yud. The Mechaber paskins that the Shiva Nikim have to be Ritzufim, days that you don't see Dam, Shemras Adam, Afilo Besof Yom Hashvi'i, Sasra Kol Hayamim, Mutzricha, Livsak Patahara, Velachzer Belimnos, Shiva Nikim. That if you see Dam during the Shiva Nikim, you're so seras, you mess up the entire count until now, and you have to start again with a Hefsek Tahara, etc. Adkan Devrei HaMechaber. The Taz notes that the Beis Yosef is already bothered by Akasha over here. What do you mean? If you see Dam, you're so ser kol HaShiva Nikiyim. L'cha'ora, if you see Dam, you have to wait a new Shiva Nikiyim because we hold of Chumrit Reb Zeira. And once you have Chumrit Reb Zeira, whenever Afilo Rasa Tipas Dam Kechardo Yoshev Salam Zayin Nikiyim, so forget Stira, right? You don't need no din of Stira to speak like English, you know, the richtige way. You don't need a halach of Stira, right? You have to wait Shiva Nikiyim out the Chumra de Reb Zeira. Azoy frekt the Beis Yosef. Bam Kasha. Bam Kasha. So, the Chavis Das and the Sidrei Tahara, right, what is the Pashtus? They say that the reason why we need this din of that you're so ser is as follows. You know, later on in some Kuf Tzadi Zayin, we're going to see a halacha that you're not allowed to go to the mikveh biyom shvi'i itself. Remember, me'ikar hadin, we should paskin mixas hayom kikulo. That once she does a bedikah on Yom Zayin, she should be able to go to the mikveh during the day of day 7. However, there's a concern of Shema Tireh V'tistar, no? Shema Tireh V'tistar would mean that what? That you'll go to the mikveh, you'll have relations with your husband, you'll have sex with your husband, and then she'll see Dam the same day, and igloy milsel mafreya, Shema Tireh V'tistar, igloy milsel mafreya, that she was not tohira at all, and it turned out that they were boel nidah, right? So that din is only true because if you see, you're going to be soser. Lu yitzuyer, if the halacha would be that because of chumrit de Reb Zeira, so then you're only tameya mikan lahaba, and then really she could go to the mikvah biyom zayin. Comes along the Chavis Das and the Sidrei Tahara, the Chavis Das of Katan Hey, I think it's the Sidrei Tahara Oslam Edalet, I forget already. But they both say this Yisod, which is the Pashtus to answer the Kasha. Put it in your pipe, inhale. Hold it, we'll come back. Good? Ad kan divrei HaChavis Das. Now, if you read the Shach and the Taz carefully, the Shach and the Taz are both bothered by the same Kasha, by the Beis Yosef's Kasha. How come we need the din of Stira? L'cha'ora, it should be enough based on Chumra de Reb Zeira, that you need another Zayin Nikiyim. And if I read the Shach and the Taz correctly, what emerges is that the Shach and the Taz give a different answer. The Shach in Sifkatin Yud Beis writes, V'hu hadin b'yayim shmini, d'la olam tzricha leishev Zayin Nikiyim somach l'tevilasach v'zeh pashot. L'cha'ora, what the Shach is saying is that the din of Zayin Nikiyim extends until you go to the mikvah. Meaning, let's say, Me'iza Sibashahi, the woman does not go to the mikvah on day 7, right? But she's going to go day 8, day 9. The Shach says, L'maisa, she's always going after day 7. And therefore, right, we always view it like a Zayin Nikiyim until you go to the mikvah. Zayin Nikiyim is not any 7 days. For the Shach, the din of Zayin Nikiyim is 7 days before you go to the mikvah. That's when you need Zayin Nikiyim. The Taz, however, I think, if I read it correctly, and I'm reading this Taz like the Machtzis HaShekel in the back of the Shulchan Aruch reads the Taz. The Taz says a yisoid as follows. That, you know what? How come you need bedikas at all during Zayin Nikiyim? The Taz is bothered by the Kasha. How come a woman doesn't really require bedikah lifnei tashmish. But you do require bedikah during Zayin Nekiyim. So the Taz answer is that you need bedikah during Zayin Nekiyim because the Isha is b'cheskas temeya. Since she's b'cheskas temeya, that's why I have to do bedikos. But lifnei tashmish, when you're b'cheskas tahira, you don't need bedikos. If that's the case, says the Taz, I would say that maybe there's a tremendous yesod. Maybe after Zayin Nekiyim have elapsed, so I would have thought that maybe you don't need bedikos at all. Maybe the din of bedikos is only 7 days. After day 7, you don't need bedikos at all. And therefore, I have to tell you that, you know what, if you see dam, it's going to be sosa, it's going to mess you up in the sense of, you know what, even though you don't need bedikas, it still is considered that if you see dam, it's sosa the entire thing. Now, if I am reading this Taz correctly, and the Shach correctly, what emerges is a fundamental machlokas over here. The Shach is saying a yesod that Zayin Nekiyim continues ad Shetitbo. And let's say the husband's out of town and she's not going to go to the mikveh. According to the Shach L'cha'ura, on day 8, 9, and 10, she should still do bedikas. But the Taz is saying a yesod that you don't have to do bedikas on day 8, 9, and 10. It's just a special halacha that if you see dam, it's osir. Rav Shechter Shlita, in the Sefer B'ikvei Hatzon, page 183, Rav Shechter has an essay about this nekuda. What's the yesod of Zayin Nekiyim? Is Zayin Nekiyim, like, so to speak, a din that you need 7 clean days, and then you'll go to the mikveh whenever you go to the mikveh? Or is Zayin Nekiyim a din that until you go to the mikveh, you are b'cheskas tumeya? Does the cheskas tuma end, so to speak, after Zayin Nekiyim? Or does the cheskas tuma end only when you go to the mikveh? This nekuda that we're saying is a machlokas Shach and Taz, but Shechter does not point out that the Shach and Taz disagree about this nekuda. Rav Shechter notes that he thinks this is 2 opinions in the Tosfos on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. You know, we learned already Simin Kuf Tzadi Dalet. And Simin Kuf Tzadi Dalet, we know that a Yoledes Nekeva has Tumah for 14 days, correct? Let's say she has, miraculously, 7 clean days right at the beginning. What happens if she sees dam in the second 7 days of those 14 days? Is that soser? So that's 2 opinions in the Tosfos on Daf Lamed Vav. Zakt Rav Shechter, those 2 opinions is precisely this shaila. The shaila is, after you have Zayin Nekiyim, can you be soser? Can you be soser? One opinion in Tosfos is that once you have Zayin Nekiyim, you can't be soser anymore. That's basically what the Taz would say. The Shach would say, no, Zayin Nekiyim continues Ashatitbo. And therefore you can still be Soser, and that's the other opinion in the Tosfos on Lamed Vav. Rav Shechter notes that this is actually 2 opinions in the Pesachei Tshuva, or only 1 of the opinions is quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva. The other opinion is found in the Levush. Look in Simin Kuf Tzadi, in the Pesachei Tshuva, Kayadua, that we all have to know all the Pesachei Tshuvas, because we love Pesachei Tshuva. So, Kuf Tzadi, in the Pesachei Tshuva, Sifkatin Mem Gimel. Remember, there's a din in Ksamim of Tolin Hakalkola Bimakolkol, no? Now, if you're messed up already, we assume that the dam came from you. So if you women are in bed together, right? I went to speak to Rav Shechter about this morning because I had a ha'ara on it. And so I was like, I never get these shilas. Who gets these shilas about a few women? I'm like, no one gets them. Like, these shilas don't happen. I think. I mean, these are like famous last words, because like, who knows, maybe I'll get this type of shiloh tonight. But like, a few women are in bed together, and there's dam. And you don't know who the dam came from. Then is Taylon Hakal Kola b'makol kol. If one of the women is Tameya, you neman that the dam came from her, and the other woman is Tahira. If they are all equal, so then they both have to become Tameya, no? As I state in Shulchan Aruch. So part of these dinim of Tolin Hakal Kola b'makol kol is, let's say you have a woman who is going through dam basulim within 4 days, Achatichya Hamaka. Where you have a woman who is a Yoledes and is seeing Dam Tohar. So in those cases also, right, we're toile on the Dam on that woman. V'chein, the end of Se'if Membeis. Im hishilaso l'soferes zayin shalo tovla, toile bo. U'balas hachaluk tohira v'chaverta shesha'a l'aso mikol kela. So you can be toile on an isha she suffer zayin velo tavla. Right? Tolin bisofer shiva shilo tavla, as I state in the Mechaber. Says the Pischei Tshuva, b'shem the Mishnah Lamelech, that you're only tole toich zayin nekiyim. After she counted 7 clean days, even though she has not yet gone to the mikvah, you cannot be tola on her. Vizela shono. This is what he says. May achar shetum osa havishona kivar paka, ela gezeres hakosavu, debi'inan tevila. You hear that, Lashon? Unbelievable. The Mishnah Lamelech says that after Zayin Nekiyim, you counted 7 days, you are no longer cheskas temeya. I can't be tola on you. The din of Tolan HaKal Kolo B'Mekulko doesn't apply. There's just a Gezeres HaKosav. The Tumah should really be gone. Min HaSvara. There's just a Gezeres HaKosav that until you dunk, there's residual Tumah. No? However, Rav Shechter notes in Be'ikvei HaTzon, page 183, Rav Shechter points out that although the Pischa Tshuva quotes this from the Mishnah Lamelech, the Levush, the Levush says, Anderish, Shtetin Levush, that Toilin Hakal Kolo B'Mekol Gol, even after Zayin Nekiyim, before you go to the mikvah. Right, so this is a fundamental machlokes. The machlokes that I'm assuming is a machlokes Shachas has, is also a machlokes between the Levush and the Mishnah Lamelech, as to whether I can be tola on a woman after Zayin Nekiyim before Tevila. Do I assume that she is Bechezkas Tuma at that time, or Bechezkas Tahara? Wow. This is already interesting, no? Like, we never thought about this. Like, generally speaking, we assume, like normative Judaism assumes, that after you do Hefzik Tahara, you're no longer Bechezkas Royadam. We're going to see in a minute in the Ramah that for Gimel Yomim, somehow, miraculously, you are considered Cheskas Mayona Pasuach still. For some areas of Halacha, we say, all Zayin Yomim, Vibalt, since you have to do Badikas, all Zayin Yomim, you're still considered Cheskas Tuma. And now we have a Meiridika Shach and a Meiridika Levush, and they're saying, no, you are Becheskas Tuma, Achetitbo. And the dinim of Tolan HaKalkol, by the way, the nafkamina would be, if a husband is not around, and there is a sibasha, he can't go to the mikvah, right? We discuss these shilohs often, people ask questions, you know, I can't go to the mikvah, we have to do X, Y, and Z, whatever it is, you can't go to the mikvah, so do you have to continue to wear white underwear? Do you have to do a bedika on your ches, tes, yod, until you go to the mikvah? Very important shiloh, no? Very important shaila. The Bade HaShulchan ba'uns. Reb Freivel schreibt, should I say in Yiddish, gentlemen, or in one vote? Reb Freivel Kayin schreibt in Bade HaShulchan, Sifkot in Nuntes, as mitornish machen abedika noch de zibitzer tog. Noch de zibitzer tog, mit dafnish machen jeder bedika. Sie is in ganzen tohoira. Nor was sie darf gein teufel sein in mikve. Right? Makes sense. However, this issue is a machlokes shachin taz. La halacha, I think most poskim say that.
You want to say that one again?
No.
You could be makel on all cases.
Yeah. You could be makel on all cases.
Isn't that the
Yiddish? Yiddish is a language of chumrah, Mr. Friedman. There were no kulas in the Yiddish language ever.
Yiddish theater.
Yiddish theater is Iber Farbetzud und Farputzt. Right? I told you that story? My father remembers as a kid in Montreal that they were putting on Shakespeare in the Yiddish theater. And the big sign by the Yiddish theater in Montreal said Shakespeare, Iber Farbetzud und Farputzt, which means Shakespeare improved and made better. Because the only thing that can make Shakespeare better is putting it into Yiddish. Right? No language is that poetic as Yiddish. The Muslims taina that Mohammed, precisely because he was illiterate, right, was able to write the most beautiful book in the world. No? This is Islamic theology, Fashteach nish kainvart. Right? But we believe that Yiddish is an even more beautiful language than Arabic. That's our belief, I will say. Now, the point is, after Zion Nekim are done, do you have to do bedikos? Do you have to wear white underwear? Are you considered, now that Zayin Nekim are done, to be Becheskas Tahara or not? So it's Machlokes Shachin Taz. The Achronim and the Badei HaShulchan Paskin, that you are considered Cheskas Tahara, and you don't have to do further Bedikos. You're done. No Bedikos are necessary. What about the other Shaila? The Shaila is, can you be Tola on the Isha until she goes to the Mikvah? So they paskin that you cannot be tola, no? You can only be tola during the Zayin Nekiyim, not afterwards. The Chorah, these two psakim are consistent, no? If you look in the Badei HaShulchan, in both places, in Kuf Tzad Yisif Mem Beis, and Kuf Tzad Yivav Seif Yud, the psakim end up being consistent. I think it makes sense. Now, if you look in the Rebbe Rabbi Yonson Eibshitz in the Kresio Plesi on this din, actually the Plesi has an essay about this in Kuf Tzadi Se'if Membeis that we mentioned. The Plesi says that this is a fundamental machlokes about whether there is a din stira after Zayin Nekiyim, meaning before they instituted Chumrah de Reb Zeira, can you be Seiser? And he says, he thinks this is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush. The Rush writes in Perek Dalet Halacha Beis that you cannot be Soser after Zayin Nekiyim. And the Rebbe Yonason says, but everybody knows that it's against the Rambam, and the Rambam says you can be Soser until you go to the mikvah. The problem is, in the New Kresio Places, there are footnotes. And the footnotes in the New Kresio Places says, my dear Rebbe Yonason Eibshitz, you tell me that the Rambam argues on the Rush, find it. Which Rambam? Which Rambam says that? The footnote points out he don't know of any Rambam who says that. So the Rebbe Reb Yonason, Nemon Aleinu, Hagoyin Reb Yonason Eibshitz, that there are Rishonim who disagree with the Rush. Right? We know it's 2 days in Taisus, but I don't know which Rambam it is. The Rebbe Reb Yonason is mamish speaking our sprach. He's mamish speaking our language when he says this is a machloket Rambam and Rush. Chevka, should we go weiter? More Judaism? More Judaism. Let's go on. Ramo writes, state in Ramo, Yesh Omrim. This Yesh Omrim emerges from a school of German Rishonim. Comes from the Mordechai. It comes from the Sefer HaTruma. I guess the Sefer HaTruma is more French than German. No, but Sefer HaTruma is Rabbeinu Baruch, one of the four major students of the Ri of Dampierre, Kayadua. The Sefer HaTruma and the Mordechai and the smag and the terumas hadeshen all have a chumrah that toch gimel yomim you are not tola. We're not tola lahakel. The Rama writes this that we're not tola is only on the kesem yosei mikigris, but pachis mikigris va'oid. You are tola even gimel yomim, even toch gimel yomim. V'hu hadin im hayala maka begufa. The yoda'as shemotzi yadam, a maka sheyoda'as shemotzi yadam. We are tola in the gimel yomim rishonim. As I state in Ramah. Now, this is actually a big topic. It's a big topic for a few separate reasons. First of all, what's the source that toich gimel yomim were not toila? It's a trumas hadeshen. It's a smag. It's a hagos maimini. I don't think I mentioned hagos maimini the first time. It's a sefer truma. That's a bunch of rishonim. A bunch of rishonim. But what's their source? Unclear. Not only is it unclear in the Darka Moshe, the Ramah Tainas, that there really is no source for this. This is just a chumrah that they came up with. No? You see, really, you should be b'chezkas not ro adam after hefsek tahara. And really, you should be told on everything after Hefsek Tahara. But the Rishonim decided to throw a chumr into the Miskeret. And that chumr is a toch gimel yamim. We are not tola. That's what he says. And therefore, since it's only a chumrah, so that's why Zok the Darka Moshe, you can be tola on a maka that is motzidam. Because this entire thing is a chumra ba'alma. Because it's a chumra ba'alma, that's why the Trumas Hadeshen writes, I'm tola on pachos mikigris va'old, I'm tola bekina, b'macholas, whatever it's called. Why am I doing that? So lashon the Trumas Hadeshen is, because if you wouldn't be tola on this, no woman would ever become tahira. Because there are lice here, lice there, lice is mamish everywhere, as we sing at the Seder. And therefore, right, if you're not going to be tola, no one will become tahira. So therefore we're tola. Now that svara doesn't make any sense if it's a real din. Right? That svara that, oh, you know what, we have to do it. We have to do it. Why? Because or else, what are you going to do? On the din d'oraisa, that's not a good svara, no? I was just speaking about this the other night. No, there's a rush in the Kitzer Hilchos Nida Shelo, where the rush writes that the reason why Yichud is mutter be'ishtay Nida is because Iyafshar be'inyan acher. No? Most Rishonim who are make on Yichud be'ishtay Nida say a svara like maybe Nida's not an erva to them. Right? I think, did we speak about this?
Yeah.
Okay. When did we speak about this? Maybe at the beginning of Harchakos.
Yeah,
beginning of Harchakos, at Yichud, we spoke about it. Right. So, okay, great, very nice, wonderful, beautiful. That's where it doesn't make sense on the level of Deraisa. What that Rush is saying, right, clearly only makes sense if it's a drabbon, and I could say, you know what, they relaxed it because it's difficult. Right? This Trumas Hadeshen doesn't make any sense if it's a Din Deraisa. It's Tamazai, it's a Chumrah that was thrown in. That's the Pshat in the Dark Emotion. The Darka Moshe says, I'll bring you a raya that it's only a chumrah that we're not tola b'gimel yomim because we're tola in Simen Kuf Pei Zayin by a roa damach mis tashmish, we're tola b'maka. So, obviously, we're tola here also. Now, the Darka Moshe says, and don't tell me that we're tola by a roa damach mis tashmish because she was Bechezkas Tahira beforehand. And over here that you're Bechezkas Temeya, maybe you can't be Tola. Don't say that, because this is a Din D'Rabbanan, and by Din D'Rabbanan, of course you can be Tola, like we're Tola in Vestos. That's what the Rama writes in Darka Moshe. And then the Rama says, we are Tola on a Maka that's Multidam. However, last line in the Darkei Moshe. However, kein nirali lahalacha mikom makom lema'aseh tov lahachmir lechatchila b'maka overes b'yomim mu'otim de'efshar lizoher mikri. No? The Darkei Moshe concludes, Rabbi Moses Isserles, by the way, the Ramah was born either in 1625 or 1630. No? And the Ramah died in 1672. We know he died in 1672. That means he lived to the ripe old age of 42 or 47. No? I am already older than the Ramah was when he wrote the Ramah. Just to give you Chalishas Hadas about what a Jew could accomplish in a young age. The Darkei Moshe, right? 42 years old. And the man, he transformed all the Torah of Ashkenaz, no? Unbelievable. Okay, now. So the Darkei Moshe concludes, L'maisa you shouldn't rely on this. Now, it's interesting to note that although the Darkei Moshe says, L'maisa you should not rely on this, in the Mappa on Shulchan Aruch, Reb Moshe Isserles does not quote that last line of the Darkei Moshe. What does this mean, gentlemen? If the Rama has something in Darkei Moshe and doesn't quote it in Shulchan Aruch, what does that mean? We're not sure. Right? We have a theory about when the Mechaber quotes something in Beis Yosef and doesn't quote it in Shulchan Aruch, right? Within the Rama, I'm not as sure, right? Okay, but it's not here in the now. What emerges over here is as follows. The Taz effectively defends the Rambam here. And the Taz quotes that there is a Bach. The Taz quotes his Shver, the Bach. That the Bach said, that if you're mukas shchin, you're not toila b'shchin in the Gimel Yamim HaRishonim. A mukas shchin is a woman who echves nish, right? You shouldn't know from it. But it's also one of the ten makis shchin, right? You have like these boils all over the place. So in that case, says the Bach, you're not going to be tola toch Gimel Yamim HaRishonim. Comes along the Taz. And the Taz says, you know what, that Bach is consistent with the Rama. Because when the Rama says that we are Tola on the Maka that is Motzi Dam, Gimel Yomim HaRishonim, that's only in a situation where it's Eyefsher B'Inyan Acher. Similar to what the Trumas Hadeshen wrote about Tola B'Macholas. If you can't get out of it, then you are Tola. It's like, if you can't get out of it, you are Tola. But if you can get out of it, then you're not Tola. Similarly, we see over here in the Pisrei Tshuva, he quotes, Pisrei Tshuva quotes that, let's say, the woman could have slept in a place where you don't have these parushim, you don't have bed bugs or whatever, no? Yossi. Baruch Hashem. Right? So, let's say you could, right? I should say, Imcha Noichi Betzara. Right? Okay. I feel for you. It's terrible, but it's mamish. It's a tremendous kula in Hilchos Nida, but it's like the worst thing in Judaism. No? Is that correct? It's bad. Smile.
I told you, you just look at me and go, wow, what a kula. You know, left mind. Right.
Now, we're moving right along. The Pisrei Tshuva quotes, if you could sleep in the place where you don't have the bed bugs, and you opt to sleep where there are bed bugs, then you can't be Tola. Because the issue over here is, I'm going to be Tola if it's not Shayach to avoid it. But if I decided to opt into a situation, then I can't be Tola. A maka that's mitzi dam, according to the Taz, when I'm toila, what it means is the type of maka that It's the type of makkah that, of course, it's going to be bleeding. That is when you are toila for the Ramah. The Taz learns the Ramah and the Bach the same, no? And the Taz says, you're toila when it's eifshar. You're not toila when it's efshar. Now the Shach basically blows this entire Ramah up, no? The Shach in Sif Katin Yud Gimel, this Shach is like really super long, no? So the Shach writes, dear Rama, you say there's no difference between the case of Raya Machmas Tashmish and the case of Zayin Nekiyim. Says the Shach, of course there's a difference. Raya Machmas Tashmish, Cheskes Tahara. Zayin Nekiyim, Cheskes Tuma. Of course there's a huge difference. And the Shach basically says, my dear Dr. Moshe, every single thing that you wrote over here is wrong. Every single thing that you wrote is wrong. And therefore the Shach says, la halacha, that you are not tola toich gimel yamim on a makkah that's mitzi dam, unless it's mamish, a bleeding wound. A bleeding wound, like gushing, like mayan hanoiveya, like the ran in the dam das mem. That's when you're toila. Short of that, you're not tola. Right? The Ramah, when he says that I'm tola the makkah that's mitzi dam, what the Ramah means is yachola lihi golau lahotzi dam. It's the makkah that you know if you would scratch it can be mitzi dam. That's enough for the Shach. That's not enough. The Shach, I'm only tola if it's mamish, a bleeding wound. You are not tola unless it is mamish, a bleeding wound. The Taurus Hashlamim, many Achreinim are masking with the Ramah, not like the Shach. So sorry. What's interesting to note over here is that the Shach says Hishtikol Torah. And then the Shach says, Shuv Matzasi in the Bach. Shuv Matzasi means that this Bach is Shalom Bamakom, no? This Bach is from the Kuf Tzadi, not the Kuf Tzadi Vov, where you would expect it. And Shuv Matzasi in the Bach, then the Bach wrote exactly like me. That's what the Shach says, no? Meredik. The Taz says, oh, the Bach agrees with the Ramah. Shach says, Bach disagrees with the Ramah. The Bach agrees with me. They're both quoting the Zohar Bach. No? This is already, I didn't do the homework to read the Bach slowly and carefully to see who's really right over here. But this type of thing is mamish half of a fella. No? They're both quoting the same source as a proof to opposite positions. The Shach says, la halacha, you're only tola on a bleeding wound. Ramah says you're tola on a non-bleeding wound. The Taz teaches up the Ramah only if you can't avoid it, are you tola? But they're both quoting the same Bach, ad kan devarenu. Yes?
Question?
No.
Marco Paris. Yeah. So we say we can't be tola.
So that Darkei Moshe quotes Marco Overis, you can't be tola. The makor for that is probably what we saw by Dan Basuman.
Nathan
the Rashba. The problem over here is I don't know what to do with the Darkei Moshe that says Marco Overis, and Darkei Moshe doesn't quote it.
Regardless, didn't we quote the Sijdahar who said that the Rashba is wrong because we are told in Marco Overis, and therefore no one says otherwise? And now we found something otherwise.
And the dark, but again, the Ramah over here doesn't quote his Mak. It happens at the Babe HaShochan, interestingly, the five Kum, when he passed into Shaila, he passed like the Shach of the Taz, he passed into the Halacha, like the compromise sheet of the Darkei Moshe. That you told the Makkah that's Motzi Dam, even if it's not Mamash, a bleeding wound, but only if it's not a Makkah Iveres. If it's a Makkah Iveres, then you only told the Mamash, a bleeding wound. That's what the Bali Ashulchan says, which is like a compromise. Interesting. Okay. Now, what's the cheshbon over here? Gimel Yamim. The cheshbon is Gimel Yamim or more machmir. But the Ora Hasvara no sense. It doesn't make sense. So most assume that it's just a chumra ba'alma. When I say most assume, that's until we come to the notes of Elijah Kramer of Vilna. As we know, 1720 to 1797, we like him. So Elijah Kramer of Vilna says, oh, this din of Gimel Yamim, look at the Gain, Rabbosai. Ayin Perek Aleph de Zovim Mishnah Beis. The going quotes, look in the first Perek of Maseches Zovim, the second Mishnah, that for Gimel Yomim we're Toila on the Makkah. Woo! For Gimel Yomim we're not Toila. After Gimel Yomim we are Toila, excuse me. And he says, the Gain says, that if you only would know Maseches Zovim well, you'd realize it's a Befeirish Mishnah. Right? The Mishnah says, Roa Keri, B'yom HaShlishi L'Sfiras Zovo. Are you so serenat? That's Machlikas B'Shame B'Shelo. Toich Gimel Yomim? It's going to be Seiser. Toich Gimel Yomim, we're not going to be Toila anything. Achar Gimel Yomim, the Keri only messes up one day of the Sfiras Zov, not the entire thing. It's not so sir. The Gain says, I have a raya from a Mishnah in Zavim to this idea of Gimel Yomim. Now this Gon is half of a fella, because the Gon is calling a Mishnah in Zavim in a case where all the Rishonim who deal with this, as quoted by all the Poskim, who say this entire thing is just a Chumra Ba'alma that doesn't really have a basis in straight normative halacha. And then the Gon quotes a Mishnah in Zavim, which would seem to be a pretty decent basis in normative halacha. So Reb Feivel Cohen notes in the Badei HaShochan and the Tziyunim, I forgot the Marimachim, but you could probably find it, I'll tell you it after. The Reb Feivel Tainos in the Badei HaShochan that, you know what, the Gon, when he says that there's a Makar from Maseches Zavim, it doesn't really mean that it's a Makar. It really means it's like a Smuchim Lekach, a nice indication. It's not really a Raya. And everybody knows that this entire din is a Chumr Ba'alma. Now, how do you have Gimel Yomim? Like, the thing doesn't make sense. So I should point out that in the Alechem V'Simlon, Sif Katim Yudches, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Shlim Gans retainers, that Gimel Yomim means that you did a Bedika on Gimel Yomim. In other words, that you're creating a chazaka, that you're not Ro Adam. Usually one bedika is not enough to create a chazaka. You need 3 days of bedikas. The Chassam Sofer in one of his tshuvas says, you don't really need 3 days of bedikas, what you really need is 3 bedikas. So Gimel Yomim over here means 1 day with 2 bedikas on that day, plus the Hefzik Tahara beforehand. That would mean, by the way, that this entire thing of Gimel Yomim is really a din of Gimel Bedikos, no? It's not really a din of Gimel Yomim at all. Our friend, the Sidrei Tahara, has a different approach to Judaism. Sidrei Tahara over here writes that he thinks that because we're dealing with what I would call almost like imagination land, we're dealing with a din that the Rishonim put in as a Chumra Ba'alma. So he says as follows. If you remember, we had this svara already in the Chavos Das. Sidrei Tahara says that, you know what? Me'ikar hadin, even a kesem, should be sosera during Zayin Nikim. If you remember, we had 2 different makoros. We had one makar of ksamim, of dam velo kesem, which is like a din of safek, no? And we had another makar of ksamim, that there's no hargasha, and that's why it's not a problem. And comes along the Chavos Das, and he tells that dam shaloba hargasha should be sosur during Zayin Nikiyim min hasvara. Dam velo hargasha should be sosur during Zayin Nikiyim. It's only going to be okay because of a safek. Comes along the Sidrei Tahara in Sifkatin Lamed Daled, Dibra Hamasko Ula Hayoser. The Sidrei Tahara says, you know what? Once I'm saying that idea, that Min Hasavara, even Dam Baro Hargosha should be Sosir Zayin Nikiyim, I'm only going to be Megal once there is a good logical reason that the Dam that I see is not Mimena. The Dam is Me'alma. And once I'm looking for a good logical reason that the dam is not Mimena, so as long as I'm 3 days separated, so that is a svara that it's not Mimena. Now, what's interesting over here, and Rabbi Eitan Schnell pointed this out to me years ago, what's interesting is that the Sidrei Tahara's Mahalach is in Gansen different from the Mahalach of the Chassam Sofer and the Lechem V'Simlo. The Chassam Sofer and the Lechem V'Simlo are working with formal din of chazakos, 3 bedikos, bedikos on 3 yomim, right? again, whether Shar Hamuad is Gimel Yomim, Gimel Negichos, that type of idea, they're working in that sense. According to the Sidrei Tahara, the pshat is just that I'm just trying to create Megillos. What's the most likely? And therefore, you know what? I need Gimel Yomim. Yomim, Yomim, Yomim has nothing to do with whether or not I'm doing Bedikas. It's just I need Gimel Yomim because after Gimel Yomim, it's more likely the Dam is Me'alma. Toich Gimel Yomim has Svar no sentence, it's more likely the Dam is Me'mena. Right? The Svara of the Sidrei Tahara is very simple. It's just saying, what's the likelihood? Did this Dam come from her or from somewhere else? And I'm going to split between Tov Gimel Yomim and Achar Gimel Yomim. Now, if that's the case, Yesh La'ayin, in the Cheshbin of the Torah Sashlomim, no? The Torah Sashlomim over here says a Vart, that you can do the Hepsik Tahara early, before the 5 days, and then it's going to already minimize, take away some of those 3 days of not being titled Iksara, right? I think we spoke about this Torah Sashlomim in our youth. Now, would this help according to the Sidrei Tahara as Cheshbin? This is something that I was thinking about a few years ago. I'm not sure, because if I'm saying that it's based on the Regilos, that Toich Gimel Yomim, there's a greater Regilos of Dam coming Mimena, so then I might judge it by the entire world, that there's more Regilos by the entire world, Toich Gimel Yomim. And if that's the case, the fact that I did my Hefsek earlier might not really help anything, according to the Svara of the Sidrei Tahara. This is a Svara, again, that Rabbi Schnau told me many, many years ago when I was still in diapers. Okay, Chevra, you should have a good day, and we should continue to study Judaism.